that I love to praise his name. Hallelujah. In the midnight hour. Hallelujah. I love to praise him. Early in the morning, I love to praise him. In the afternoon, I love to praise him. No matter where I'm at, I love to praise him. You may see me driving and my head be going up and down. I love to praise him. I may raise my hand and I say, I love to praise him. Hallelujah. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We truly thank the Lord for his goodness and his mercy. Hallelujah. God is about to feed us. Praise God. We got a powerful duel here. I love them both. Amen. You know, I grew up as an only child, so I didn't have brothers and sisters, so I can latch on to folks real easy and have them become my brothers and sisters. And I love them dearly because of who they are. They're great people, but they're humble. Amen. They're willing to help wherever they can help. Amen. And God is always going to bless them. We heard this afternoon about favor. And God truly has blessed them with favor. Amen. I'm going to ask Dr. Chanel, Pastor Chanel, to come. And she's going to introduce her husband because she knows him better than anybody else. Mm-hmm. She knows the good, the bad, and I don't know if there's any ugly because I can't see him being ugly. Amen. So she's going to come and introduce her. And I pray that they sing what they sang earlier. Amen. I really enjoyed that. So that when he has his birthday and the album drops, you'll have a piece of what is on that album and you'll want to have it in your home. Amen. Pastor.
Come on, somebody say, praise the Lord. Oh, come on, you're going to do that better than that. Praise the Lord. What a mighty God we serve, and we are so blessed to be here with you all to fellowship. And we always have to quote Pastor Reeder, amen. We need more fellas and fellettes in the ship. I made it my own word, okay? You can't leave the sisters out. But we know when you say fellas, you mean all of us, the body of Christ. And so what an honor and a privilege it is to introduce my husband of 41 years. Woo! He is old. But he still has that baby face and as handsome as ever. I can truly say he is a man after God's own heart. He is a man of worship. He is a man of meditation. He is a man of prayer. Amen. And he spends quality time in the presence of the Lord. So many of the songs that you were here, God gave a lot of those to him in his sleep. Hallelujah, or woken him up and given him a vision. So he is a psalmist, hallelujah, and he loves the Lord, and he loves serving the Lord, and he don't know how to do anything different but serve the Lord. So I want to put your hands together all the way from Spring Valley by way of L.A., Dr. Zachary Charles Morrison. And don't let him fool you. He's celebrating his 64th birthday, May 4th at 4. 64th. He is a father of 4 and a grandfather of 4. So it has something about the number 4.
Amen. God bless you all. Hallelujah. So we're going to do this song. Let's have the other flyer up. So just want to invite you all out for May 4th. And all the way from Chicago, we have Phil Tarver. Those of you that know Shekinah Glory Ministry, they're friends of ours. And then Danita is from, I think it's Nashville.
Memphis.
She's from Memphis. And so the Disciples of Dance, which is a United States-wide group, so they'll be here. They're coming with 14 people all the way from Memphis. And so they'll be here. And, of course, David Cobb coming from Sacramento, and his album is already out already. Yeah. And he's a former Promise Keeper worship leader. Also, if you're familiar with Maverick City music, dear friend Victor and Brianna Cota, they're going to be here from Maverick City. And then our very own Spring Valley grown men of valor. They'll be here also. And so there's just a lot of great things that's going to be happening. And so me and Pastor Nell, we put this event on free. We put it on free because sometimes you have to pay money to go see these artists. And so we bring them here. I just pick up a phone call and say, hey, I'm having the birthday. You need to be here. So that's a favor that I call, make them an offer they can't refuse. And so they all will be here. And then when they have something, we go to them. And so we do this every couple years. But this year, our album is going to drop. We officially signed our distribution and release deal with Sony Music. And so God is doing some great things there. And so we want you to come out and just celebrate the Lord. Again, remember, this is us doing this. And so we're just blessing the people for just blessing the church and blessing the community. It's for the community. And so we only ask you just to purchase the album. Amen. That's all. I think it's $9.99. I think that's what Sony doing it for, $9.99. I think is what it is. And so just get your phones, go to the sites, and just download the music. Don't try to bootleg it, you know. Yeah, I
don't try to hoodwink it.
You know, you're gonna turn me into Prince, and I'm gonna be mad at everybody. Okay, all right, and so that's what we're asking. So this song is called "Recover All." There comes a time in your life. Turn me down a little bit, Sam. There comes a time in your life that Christians are in warfare. I don't know if some of you may be in warfare now. But remember, when David had made a tactical error, and we all make those tactical errors, he sent the army out to chase the enemy, I believe it was the Amalekites. And when they returned back to their city, they found that their city was ransacked. It was burned down to the ground. The livestock was taken in or killed. The wives, the children, everybody was taken, and the city was burned. We normally preach this from the text. David encouraged himself. But the reason why David encouraged himself, because the text said that the people were going to kill him because he made a big mistake. And so David began to seek the Lord, and David asked the Lord this. He said, God, shall I pursue? Shall I overtake? And so he went to God, asking God that, and God said, pursue, overtake, and he said, and recover all. And so that's what we want to drop to you this afternoon. Pursue, overtake, and recover all. Somebody look at your neighbor and say pursue, overtake, and recover all. Come on, Sammy, give me some volume. Let's go. Hallelujah. Here we go. Come on, put them up. Somebody get God a shout. Come on. Come on, put it up here. Come on. It's time to go to war this afternoon. Satan's desire is to steal, kill, and destroy. But God wants you to pursue, overtake, and recover all. Somebody give him a shout. Come on. You got the words up there. Come on. Shout.
Come. And recover.
Come on. Put
it. And recover.
Come on. You got to press.
Press.
Come on. Say it again.
And recover.
Yeah, there you go. Give me some monitor.
Recover.
Your enemy isn't natural, he's spiritual. Come on, Janelle. We
Somebody make some noise. Come on.
Played by ear, and that we would just play, and he would come play his fast domino songs. I played Blueberry Hill and Strawberry Hill. I played them all.
one time I thought with Jerry Lee Lewis, I got on the piano, started doing this, put my feet up on the piano, playing it like that. And so I was a showman. I could do those things. And that's how I learned. And then he was a saved man, my stepfather, and so he took us to church. And at church is when we met Jesus Christ. Somebody give God a hand. And the pastor, in those days, we did things crazy. We laid hands on cars when they didn't run. Can you guys hear me okay? If the car didn't run, if it didn't start, we just went outside and laid hands on it. The car ran out of gas, we laid hands on it. We didn't have enough money in the store. We went to the store knowing we didn't have enough money. We just laid hands on the food and said, God, let the food be discounted. And while there, the pastor said to my mother, I want you to sit Zach at the piano. God's going to give him the gift to play. And as I began to play, I was already a trumpet player, and I was a good trumpet player. I went to college on my trumpet scholarship, Cal State LA. And as I began to play, this lady at the church, she says, I want to adopt you to be my godson. And she was a classical pianist, but she taught me how to read piano music. And I was already playing trumpet and brass and things like that. But as I look back, based upon some things someone said today, I wasn't supposed to do any of this. And this would make sense when the sermon comes. I have a thumb here that's just hanging on that they saved. It got severed and it should have been amputated, but the doctor had better sense of what my family did and he put it back together again. It left me with a scar. It left me with a big overgrown bone. It's just huge. And there's those times that we look at, I don't look like what I've been through, but man, if I slam my hand on something, it hurts, and I see the scar. That was one battle. The next battle was I was diagnosed with walking pneumonia and almost died. I was incubated. In those days, it was very archaic. They had us in tents, isolated from everyone. I spent about 3 months in one of those. After that, I had a brain concussion, lost all my memory. Couldn't remember anyone. Only people that I remembered were just my family members, and that left me with a bad speech impediment. I couldn't speak one sentence without repeating. I would say something like, how are you today? It would be, how are you today? That's how I used to speak. And with all that, I said, God, I was in warfare as a little boy. But thank the Lord I had a praying mama. Come on, somebody give God a praise. And so we're in warfare sometime and we don't realize we are. And those things were not predicated on something that I did. That was Satan trying to run ahead of God. So look at your neighbor and say, he may run ahead of you, but he won't get far. Oh, I just feel the anointing of God. Turn with me to Job chapter 5, verse 7. I just feel like preaching today and just blessing. I want to speak to all ministry leaders. Ministry leaders. This is Third Sunday Fellowship. I want to speak to ministry leaders. Because you need breath breathe into you. Daniel, just keep on playing. Pastor Paul said in the earlier service that Job had three friends. The Bible calls them miserable comforters. Many times we have miserable comforters. We have more miserable comforters than we have comforters. I don't know why they prefer to put an adjective in front of the word to describe their demeanor, but they do. Now I want to pick up a text from one of Job's miserable comforters. He meant it for evil, but there's truth. We understand that not everything the Bible says, and hear what I'm about to say, not everything that the Bible says is a truth tale. Just like it says, my feet are like deer feet. Well, that's not true. But the analogy is that I run like a deer. And so he begins to tell Job that, Job, you're the problem. But I want you to look at this with a fresh pair of eyes, then we're going to preach this. Come on, let's all stand. Job chapter 5, verse 7 through 11. Job chapter 5, verse 7 to 11, and we'll be reading from the King James Version. Reads this way. Yet man is born to trouble as sparks fly upward. So the scripture is saying that surely as sparks fly up from the flame, from a flame or fire, man is born and birthed to trouble. Turn me down just a little bit. So his friends tell Job that, you know, there's trouble. But if you look at the original text, it says born to trouble means that you're born into a family, whether you have sibling rivalries. And this is what he's meaning here. Or you have a disagreement with business leaders. And he said, man is born to trouble just as sparks fly up. And then he says, verse 8, but as for me, Job, here's what I would do if I were you. I would seek God and I would commit my case to him. When you commit your case to somebody, you are alleging that something that you did that wasn't on par. And then he goes back and he begins to testify. He says, I would seek God and I would commit my case to him. And why? Because verse 9 says, he does great things. Not only does he does great things, but he does unsearchable things. Not only does he does unsearchable things, but he does what? Marvelous things. Not only does he does those things, but he does things that are without count, that is out without number, things that are infinite. He never runs out of good things to do. Oh, somebody give God a clap there. And then he begins to tell Job of some of the things that Job can identify with. He says he sends rain on a parched earth. And not only that, he sends water to the fields. And in verse 11 is where we're going to take our text. And he will set those who have been debased, those that have been displaced, those that have been dislodged, those have been set lowly, those that are crying, those that are mourning, he says he lifts them to safety. For the text, I need you to look at your neighbor. This is the text this afternoon. Look at your neighbor and say, I feel a lifting. Come on, say it again. I feel a lifting. Now, if I had to describe it, put a descriptor on that, I feel a lifting coming. Come on, say it. Amen. You can take your seats. Come on, you can take your seats. Say, I feel a lifting coming. Now again, now, I don't think you understand what I'm saying, because you don't seem to be excited. See, when I had my brain concussion, there was a lifting that came afterwards. When my hand got severed and I didn't think I was going to play, there was a lifting that happened after that. See, there is a lifting for the child of God. You're not crashed down level to the ground, because God said, even though you fall 7 times, you can still get back up. Tell somebody, I feel a lifting. We've all had our battles, leaders, with isolation. We've all had our battles with depression and betrayal. How many of you been betrayed before? Come on, say it like you mean. How many of you been betrayed? Betrayal is the hardest thing, because you trusting somebody with your personal effects, or that story that's so personal that you share it so you can get delivered, but then they want to defy and betray you and tell your secrets to someone else. Like Job, things happen without causation. What I mean by that, you didn't cause it. It just happened because it happened. And our response when things happen is normally this: Lord, why me? Lord, what did I do to deserve this? But in the scripture, Job's three friends accused him of committing betrayal. Right. of committing sin, of committing atrocities against God. One by one, they leveled accusation, allegation, and blame. After all, here's a person who was the victim of theft, the victim of fire, the victim of natural disaster, the victim of gang violence. He was the victim of health issues, skin inflammation, burning sores, and ulcerations of the flesh. And to self-medicate, you know the text, he had to scrape the infected areas in order to release the infection or the pus to get relief. His wife lost confidence in her husband. She says, when everybody preach, why do you still hold on to God? Why don't you do yourself a favor? Not only do yourself a favor, do me a favor, because we don't have any children left. Just curse God and die. I'm speaking to you leaders. I'm going somewhere with this. I can hear her say this. Haven't you had enough? Why do you still believe? I can hear her also saying, how much more can you take? Why do you still speak faith? I can hear her just walking away saying, enough already. Enough already. Walk away. Denounce God and monotheism. Just denounce God. One thing you need to know, when we read the text of Job, we always assume that he was Jewish. Job was not a Jew. Job was just like you and I. He embraced the God of creation. So he forsook all the other gods and all the other idols, and he began to focus his attention on the God of heaven, the God that says, let us make man. He chose to embrace that God, and this is what I get for embracing God. Yeah. I can hear Job's wife saying, why hold on? Throw the towel in. And if she was a gold digger, she would say something like this, just die already. Just get it over, just die already. I can hear her saying, you're better off dead to me than what you are alive. At least I can collect the insurance money. Just check out. I got my eye on this other guy over there anyway. But in all of this, tell yourself, I feel a lifting. I think you see where I'm going. I feel a lifting. Verse 7 states this, 7 through 8. I'm going to read it so you can understand it. It says this. True to the nature of the human experience, as long as fire ascends up and sparks ascend up, you will face trouble.
Oh, no.
And I want to tell you this afternoon, that's when you take a page out of Hezekiah's book. God, remember when I walked with you. God remembered how I gave my tithes. I gave my offerings. God remember those late nights in intercession. God remember, Father God, when I was at the church cleaning up, God. Remember when I gave my last, God. God, remember how I stood firm when others called me crazy, when others left the church, when others left the ministry, when others said I lost my mind. God, remember that when you turn your face to the wall. You plead your case. And then verse 11 says, afterwards, there's a lifting coming. Come on, somebody say, there's a lifting coming. There's an old song in the church that says, trouble don't last always. Now again, they couldn't articulate it scripturally, but the scripture says, because there's a lifting coming. I may be down right now, but I feel a lifting coming. You may have counted me out, but he's going to lift me up where others have pulled me down. Oh, God. Lift your hands up this afternoon. I tell you, this is for ministry leaders. This is me pouring into you. Because you need it. We all need it. You may be experiencing trouble left right now, but I want you to say this. There's a lifting coming. Let me say it again so you get with me. I may be experiencing trouble right now, but there's a... I may have fallen on hard and difficult times. There's a lifting coming. My health may have taken a turn for the worse. There's a lifting coming. My breathing may be bothered and labored, but guess what? I feel a lifting coming. I may get disoriented at times and lose my way at times, but guess what? There's a lifting coming. Turn to somebody and say, there's a lifting coming. Oh, come on, come on. If you want to praise him, praise him. Pastors, lay leaders, business owners, pastors, your congregations have gotten smaller, just like ours. But guess what? I don't think nobody decided except for me. Your congregations may have shrunk and may have gotten smaller, but there's a lifting coming. And he said, if I be lifted up, then I will draw. People have left you, pastors, left you. They've disconnected from you. Can I just say it like I feel it? They detached from you. They disengaged from you. They divorced you and your ministry. Oh, hallelujah. And they went out and got married to somebody else's ministry. But I feel a lifting coming. They severed the relationship, separated, filed for divorce, filed for an annulment. They said, I was only here for 3 months anyway. I'm putting in an annulment. But I guess what? But there's a lifting coming. Yes, come on, turn to somebody. There's a lifting coming. Yes, we've all experienced the hardship of COVID. Just because you walk into this building and God has made it what it is, but guess what? We experience the same thing. But for the ones that remained, a lifting came. Yeah. Pastors, lay leaders, let me tell you this. I tell people this when they come to me and they say, I can't serve God anymore. The church let me down. The church is full of actors. The church is full of hypocrites. The church is this. The church is that. And I ask them this. I don't try to defend the church. I never do that. I'm an apologist by nature. And I say this. I said, can I ask you one question? Can I get you to fall in love with Jesus all over again? Can you fall in love with Jesus all over again? Raise your hand and say, I feel a lifting coming. I'm almost done. They may have written you out of the ledger, but God got you in his Lamb book of life. Somebody said, I feel a lifting. They may have crossed your name out of the invitation, but God got a seat for you at the table and at the banqueting tables, at the feast of the Lord, and dinner is being served, and you got a seat at the table. They may have erased you or whited you out, those of you that remember whiteout, but Jesus said, in place of whiteout, let me sign your name in blood. Hallelujah. You may have been flooded out, displaced out, denied, dispossessed, repossessed, or even terminated. But turn to your neighbor and says, I feel. Come on. Come on, say, I feel a lifting coming. Let me share something with you. Got a few more moments. Yeah, we signed this deal. But this deal here, I walked away from back in the 90s with Capitol Records, me and Pastor Chanel. They wanted us badly. And that's where we won our awards, our song. But they wanted me not to mention his name. And I walked away from that contract, me and Pastor Chanel. But the lifting wasn't in 1990. The lifting was in 2024. If you stay in it long enough, God said that he will lift you up. Oh, let me just finish this really quick. Because you can tell that just ministry in the house, we don't have enough time. The scripture says in Corinthians, we don't have to turn there. Corinthians chapter, 2 Corinthians, we're familiar with chapter 4. It says this. We are hard pressed on every side. But I may be pressed hard on every side. But can I interject something there? But there's a lifting coming. I may be pressed in, I may be pressured in, but there's a lifting coming. I may even get crushed, but I feel a lifting coming. I may be perplexed. I may not understand why it's happening the way that it's happening over Pastor Seeley, but I feel a lifting coming. I'm not going to be in this situation for long because he promised me that he will lift me up. I may be in despair, running from pillar to post, but there's a lifting. Come on, lift your hands with me. They said there's a lifting. Yes, I'll get persecuted, talked about, threatened to get thrown in jail. But that was 2019, 2020. I'm still here in 2024 because there was a lifting. Come on, speak to yourself. Say, I feel my lifting coming. I may be forsaken. I may get invited to the party. And I may not get an invite for the next one. But guess what? I throw my own party because there's a lifting coming. Throw your own party. I may be struck down, as verse 9 said. But I'm not destroyed. Why? Because there is a lifting. Let me shut this down. This afternoon, I needed to speak to the leaders, the people in ministry. I know it's hard. I know it's tough. But when you signed up, the Lord said, hey, this is not for the easy. He said, if you want the wide road, then just make a left and just take that one over there. But he said, if you want to stay on my road, he said, narrow it is, and very few that finds it. But for those of you that are here this afternoon, you found it. You found it. I need you to stay in the race. Many offers we get up here on this hill to sell all this. We'll give you $4 million for the property. It's not about that. It's about the community needs a church in this area. There is a what? Lifting. Come on, stand on your feet. B-flat. We have to always remember God will lift up. I was taught the hung down head, the bow down head. But you need to put yourself in the position. Come on. Put your hands up. Come on. Come on, just up there. We just want to minister to you. I just need you just right here. You wouldn't be here if you didn't need to be lifted. Put me in D flat. Thank you.
Lord, I will lift.
Sing it for me.
My eyes to the hills.
That's where the lifting is.
No.
And where is the lifting coming from? It's coming. It's coming from you. Come on. Come on, say, you are the source. Come on. You are.
You are the source of my strength.
Come on, say, God, lift me, lift me. Come on.
You are the strength of my life. I live my
Now, I just want to pray for everybody. Come on. Father, I thank you for every leader that is here. For everyone that felt like walking away. For every ministry, Lord God, that have lost members during these last 4 years. For everyone that said, Lord God, I don't know how much more I can take. People leave, people come, people leave, but no one wants to stay. But I thank you, Lord God, in this spirit. When they leave this afternoon, they say, God, there is a lifting. Father God, lift their spirits this afternoon. Let me have all the pastors, senior pastors, let me have you come up. If your spouse is here, just come up. All senior pastors, come on, hurry up. Come on, you are the source
of my strength.
All pastors, come on up, come on, come on. Come on.
You are the strength.
The Bible says this. Bring it down a little bit. The Bible says this. David speaking, he said, you have anointed me with fresh oil, and I am strong as an ox. We're going to ask God to re-anoint you with some of that ox strength. You know, the oxen, they plow. They tear things up. they replant things. I pray, God, there's a replanting in each and every one of your ministry. There's a replanting, Father, that's happening. There's new ground, new earth. Come on, honey, let's just anoint everybody. Let's just go down the line. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, come on. Come on, just put the oil on each and on each every one of them. Come on. Hallelujah. Recommission you, Pastor. Recommission you. Breathe the fresh breath, anointing, that your ministry grows, that your ministry, hallelujah, increases. We pray the prayer of Jabez over your life. God, increase, install, Lord God. Lengthen your tents, lengthen your territories, God. Hallelujah. Father God, we pray against attrition in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray growth and multiplication in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that we pray the mantle, Father God, of release, 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 release over these pastors, over these ministry leaders this afternoon, God. Hallelujah. Just raise your hand, Ron. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on. There you go. Hallelujah. Fill him again, God. Fill him again. Fill him again. Hallelujah. 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 I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I hear Pastor Clarice, God say, he's sending you strength. He's sending you help from the heavenly sanctuary, as the psalmist says. I'm sending help from the sanctuary. In Jesus' name.